My name is Benjamin Bruckenthal. I am a resident of Philmont, New York. I am a chef and baker who works and produces out of the Philmont Cooperative. It's a commercial kitchen, retail space, marketplace for local food producers, farmers who either grow, make, and or sell their product in the county. I guess a little bit about my experience.
Yeah, I would love to know, you're such a young person and you have sort of been called to this very interesting job that has a particular ethic, and I would love to know about what brought you to this job and what about this job gives you hope and sort of a fundamental basis on which to pursue your work ethic, your life with your child, and looking forward.
Cool, definitely. Yeah. So I've been living here in town on and off for the last 6 years. My partner and I moved to Philmont when we were expecting our son, and we moved a block away from the co-op. Entered the space being a chef with a strong culinary background and just was blown away by the equipment, the spacing, the brightness, the lightness. That's all really desired in kitchens because of the nature of restaurants being fast-paced and things always happening, and having a bit of brightness and light really changes the mood of the space. I started producing bagels at the co-op prior to the pandemic and sold them at farmers markets and also to a couple retail shops in town. And then during the start of the pandemic, I took a break, just needed to be home with my family, but then felt a calling to jump back into the cooking world. I was working at a restaurant before the pandemic started, and then once everything shut down, I lost my job and was just kind of home playing with my son and hanging out with my partner. But again, still felt this calling to be out and about in the community, do things that were food related. And springtime, during the start of the pandemic, I reached out to a local farm, Common Hands Farm, to do some introductory farm work. I haven't had any experience working on a farm before, never had a garden, so did a bunch of seeding, planting, harvesting, farmers markets. And in the midst of all of that, conversation started between the farm and I about developing and working on a line of value-added product, also known as like condiments and seasonings, all made with the produce that was harvested from the farm. We did some test batches of some seasoned salts, pickled vegetables, rudimentary hot sauce recipe, all using their ingredients, and we started selling them at farmers markets, producing them here at the Philmont Cooperative. And then just to kind of round out my work time, I learned about and knew of a baker here at the co-op by the name of Coonrad Vandermeer, and he was baking bread with a unique leavening agent that he has created over the course of his 40 years of experience, and decided to work with him to just learn about bread making and traditional old world bread making without the use of yeast and relying purely on live active cultures that are present in our world that are microscopic and we can't see but can transform something into something else. transforming grains with high gluten into something that's digestible for anyone to have.
And so, like, what is his basic ethic in his, because you've mentioned that before.
Sure.
So, yeah.
His basic ethic involves using quality ingredients, not compromising the ingredients, keeping things simple, and maintaining health across the board. I've been working with him for about 3 years now, on and off, and anytime I leave for a farmer's market or anytime we part for the day, he always says to give them health, and his bread is the epitome of health, using ancient grains that are loaded with high fiber protein that's made with, again, the malted barley leavening that breaks down the gluten, which adds healthy bacteria to our gut from the microorganisms, and just introducing people to a really great quality product that is healthy and well, and best, sorry, that is healthy for them and will truly nourish them.
So, and when I first met you, you had said something about this also being really rejuvenative for you.
Definitely.
That you felt really great doing it. And why? Just because of the great ingredients or the activation?
Yeah, I mean,
is there something artisanal about it? And
it's so real. Like, the use of local quality ingredients to feed the masses just speaks so much to me. That's how
I want. It's not just that it's local, it's also that there's a beautiful work ethic in some of these farms, and the farms themselves are
everyone invested in the process, the farmers that grow the grain to sourcing organic ingredients from fair trade producers. It just speaks of a system that needs more life and more breath and rejuvenation, because if we think about how food was grown, produced, distributed many, many years ago, let's say 50, 60 years ago, before the expansion of modern technology, things were just better for us. People were stronger. People cared more about what they were eating because they knew the person that was giving it to them.
So you have sort of an interconnected group of suppliers. You
correct.
Personally know them.
Correct.
And so you have social interchange with all these people. So you're building like a fabric of awakening and intelligence and sort of a compassionate interchange.
Yeah, we're creating a story, a narrative of what it means to source local ingredients, produce it, prepare it, and then send it out to the world. I'm friendly with a number of farmers who have operations in the county that I source from regularly, from vegetables, meat, dairy, now grain. And the more developed relationship connection you have with these people who are responsible for your own livelihood and are also connected to the day in and day out of your life, the more you appreciate it and you respect them more for what they're doing and who they are.
So for yourself, do you feel that this has like sort of substantiated your belief system and it's made you a stronger person in some ways, because you're able to work not only with your own creativity and your own sense of integrity, but also that your input is valued, your relationship with your community is valued?
Living and working in a small town, you learn very quickly a lot about your neighbor and the let's say struggle that exists in everyone's life that may prevent them from doing X, Y, and Z things, but you also learn about the the great accomplishments that do allow and enable people to do what they do. I feel very blessed to have relationships with all the people, or a lot of people in town. Let me just pause for a second, if that's cool. What I'd like to touch on is the importance of everyone eating, consuming food to think about the person involved in the process, from the coffee that you drink, the sandwich that you eat, the salad that you, you know, dress with a vinaigrette. If you're buying local, if you're buying quality, you're also buying the person who's producing its story and also life. You're supporting them in supporting you with quality and nutrition.
So it's a way of caring for each other.
Yeah, there's a great deal.
Reinvesting and investing in your community and in your ecosystem.
You're investing in yourself by choosing to support someone else who's also supporting you.
Okay.
My diet right now consists of the bread that I bake, the vegetables that I get from one of my good friends on a weekly basis, same with local meats and eggs. So I'm only eating that which comes from friends of mine and those who I have developed a relationship with, an emotional connection with.
Do you feel like that's like created a stronger you, a more positive you during such a time of sort of global
chaos? Yeah,
it's chaos.
It's allowed me to feel more confident in what I'm doing because I'm able to live and I feel like I'm beginning to thrive truly as a human being because of the choices that I'm making in nourishing myself to the highest degree. And it's not only with food, it's with conversation, it's with physical exercise and movement. I have a friend whose eggs I only eat, who's also an uncertified nutritionist and physical trainer, who has helped me. And it's only because of our connection to food and wellness that we met and that we have this relationship, and it's a symbiotic type relationship.
Beautiful. And so you're very young. How old are you?
33.
You're 33. Okay, so this is beautiful to see, you know, people your age making this, you know, step towards health and well-being on such a fundamental level. And then, like you say, thriving forward. So as a father, you're a father of a four-year-old?
Yeah, he'll be four in September.
So how has this affected your relationship with your son and your sense of yourself as a father, a provider?
Sure. Yeah. I've always been a very driven and determined individual, and for a very long time put career first, to the extent of kind of mishandling some relationships in my life.
What was your initial career path? Was also
I went to Marist College and graduated with a bachelor's in political science.
Oh,
and
okay.
I wanted or had thoughts of going to law school, but then that changed, and then I was my senior paper, my thesis, my like capstone was on food insecurity, and was thinking about going to grad school for public administration for specialization in food policy and food insecurity.
Yeah, so all of these things are intertwined now.
Correct.
For you, and you're seeing them in a really grassroots way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
definitely.
Very experiential, yeah.
And then I transitioned out of that and decided, as the truck passes, decided I want to go to culinary school to learn how to cook on a professional level, and for the last 10 years I've been working in restaurants, and then for the last 2 years started my own business in collaboration and partnership with other food organizations. But as a father, you really have to get on board with slowing down in order to be there for your child and also for your partner.
I don't think all fathers understand that. That's a beautiful elemental step that you've taken to engage with your child in that way. Yeah.
And it's been...
4-year-olds are like caterpillars. Yeah.
Yeah. They're, yeah. But they also take flight.
Yeah, they do. When they feel like it. Yeah.
But being a father has forced me and encouraged me to slow down to the point of really diving into myself to figure out what I want to be involved with, how I want to show up in this world, and what I want my message to be. And I would say that my message is, and what I'm wanting from this world right now, is to share this, all these quality products with as many people as possible, and let them know that it's possible to live a beautiful life, an enriching life, if you first nourish yourself. And the price doesn't have to be that much. It's not as expensive as we make it out to be if you prioritize your health, because you actually need then less food. And if you're eating less of a great thing, you're still nourishing your body. It's possible to truly nourish your body on less food if it's of a higher quality.
Well, I think one of the aspects of what you all are doing with your baking is things are activated, would you say? So then the enzymatic action of the ancient grains is fortified.
We're working with and baking with live organisms that interact with the food that we are consuming to break it down so that it's more present and active in our body and useful. Calorie in, food in is energy out, output.
Beautiful. And so as far as being a father, how are you directing your child at this point? Are you looking at like the whole homeschooling
choice? I can offer some info.
Yeah.
So we started Otto at 2 years old in a daycare program in town that was Waldorf based. The teacher has decades of experience working in Waldorf schools, and it's based primarily outdoors, where he can play, learn, engage with the world, engage with others, other children in physical space that's nature, to just become more connected with it, be more sensory, listen, hear, smell, touch. And that's an experience that most children don't get, and it's an experience that most children in a traditional education system don't get, because you're confined to four walls and a curriculum and to the authority of the teacher or the institution.
Yeah, this is really beautiful that you have found that as a source from which to start.
Yeah, his early childhood development has been really off the chain, because I feel like the experience that he has had at this type of school program, and also when he was born, my partner, she breastfed him for 2 years, and we only ever fed him things that we cooked, and we only ever fed him things that we wanted to eat ourselves, which from the start of his existence were organic local ingredients. He has our bread every single day. One of his favorite things is a grilled cheese sandwich on our bread.
Oh, wow. I love your bread so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. But yeah, we've just deemed it important for him to, one, eat the best stuff as much as possible, mainly things that we make ourselves, and to be as active and engaged in the world as possible. And so many people know our son in town, and they're just blown away by his excitement, his joy, his constant
very
happiness.
Very joyful, yeah. Very curious.
He's also just a beautiful little boy, too, and that's something that's captivating by most, but he just has so much spirit, and I want to think that while it's something that we added to, we nurtured, to allow him to be, it's in him. It's in him from the very beginning, and, you know, we are creatures of the environment that we lived in, and I think he's been living in a really great, positive, and nurturing environment for the last 4 years.
Beautiful. And so as far as, like, the whole COVID debacle, it's not really something that you've had to contend with your child, because you're back to the earth. You're dealing with your...
There's been some opposition.
What do you mean?
I mean, there's been some competing thoughts on the direction we've wanted to and had to move in for our son over the years, based on circumstance, situations, family pressures, like us as parents being uncertain at times. What was the initial question?
Well, I mean, it's maybe sort of a goofy question, because I feel like you've already centered us in how you've located yourself in the world right now, which I think is very holistic and very loving and empathic to community and thoughtful to your ecosystems. And so I think the COVID stuff is sort of falling by the wayside.
Sure.
Because you've created a way of life that is thriving and working for you, and your child is only going to benefit from
correct.
That. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we were definitely scared during the pandemic, but I always had hope that we would be safer than some because of the lifestyle that we were living and the food that we were eating and the low stress type life that we were living.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just felt safe.
Yeah,
I wasn't worried so much. I just felt really supported and safe.
Well, you're a wonderful father and a great baker. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I think we have everything we need.
Cool. I hope that was helpful.